Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we're grateful. Thank you for having your radios right where they're at, whether it's the mothership, 550 KFYR, the voice of the Northern Plains in Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. I'm going to get rid of that Moorhead thing. I think I'll just go Fargo, West Fargo now. I can't do
it. Don't blame the innocent people into Moorhead.
That's true. Yeah, exactly.
Don't blame them just because one person is being weird.
Yeah, being anti-meat. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. And then the of course, fine affiliates we have out west as well. KTGO, 1090 Radio. If you're listening up there in Tioga and Stanley and Watford City and Newtown, Williston, glad you're joining us as well. And 1460 KLTC in Dickinson as well. And our telephone number is 800-228-0. 550-701-258-0550. We're talking about West Fargo today because we're in West Fargo for a What's in Your Town tour. Love finding out about great communities all across North Dakota. And did you know where we find ourselves today is the fastest growing city in North Dakota? The mayor will confirm that for me in just a moment. Also, we're going to chat with Senator John Hoven, bottom of the hour, and get an update on, there's a lot of ground to cover with the senator, so... We'll talk about this dust-up over the letter with Iran. We'll talk about the human trafficking bill that's being held up. We got a lot of ground to cover with him. Where's Keystone XL pipeline out, so look forward to that. And, of course, we're still taking a reaction on this affront on meat going on over in Moorhead. This assault on meat that is happening that the Mayor Delray Williams there proclaiming Friday to be the Great American Meat Out Day in the city of Moorhead. And by doing it, also saying that you meat eaters are adding to pollution, the suffering of animals, and greenhouse gases as well. So she's not happy about that. Our What's in Your Town tour is brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale, Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows Grafton, as well as... Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missourian and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. We're also brought to you today by Western State Bank, where we're broadcasting live, as well as by Precision Fence and by Sandy's Donuts. Okay, before I get to the mayor, Larry and Bodno had a question for you, Todd. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind?
That's Lloyd.
Lloyd? I'm sorry, Lloyd. Go ahead, Lloyd.
I've noticed, Tom Mitchell, that you don't care too much for the Todd the God Mitchell reference.
I don't mind it. I just want people to be aware that it's not something I call myself.
He's just too humble to let anybody call himself Todd the God.
Yeah, I mean, that's Phil Parker made that up. So.
I was just thinking, what if you changed it to Todd Macho Man Mitchell?
That's not exactly up the humility scale there now, is it?
Well, I think we should make this the subject of a Friday open phone segment.
I would have my own theme music and everything then, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Lloyd. Nice to hear from you. And I bet we probably could get the mayor of West Fargo to do a proclamation. Would you go along with that? Mayor Matter?
Go for it.
Sure.
And I said earlier I spoke for you, and I just want to make sure we clear this up right away. I said don't look for a meatless day to be proclaimed in West Fargo anytime soon.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, so that was a safe comment on my part.
That's right.
Yeah. We have some rich history
here in
West Fargo.
Sorry, Delroy, but it's not going to happen in West Fargo. Well, that's good. Right. We do have a rich history. This town was founded on meatpacking, and it that's all gone now, but there are certainly the West Fargo Packers as a legacy. So we have a proud tradition in the meatpacking industry, and it's mainly blue collar or white collar now in the city of West Fargo, but we still have that history, and we have to be proud of that.
Mike in Minot has a comment. Mike, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was just saying, I'm a vegan by proxy. I I eat cows, and cows eat grass. So that helps out. But if the mayor wants to worry about cruelty, she should worry more about man's cruelty to man and worry about the homeless and the less fortunate people in Moorhead before she worries about the animals. And that's all I got to say.
That's a good idea. Good advice from Minot today. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that very much. So West Fargo is North Dakota's fastest growing city.
We have had that distinction for several years, many years, and, you know, we are continuing what I call orderly chaos. We have been growing. A good example is our school district added 550-plus students last year. Now, I don't know that any school district in western North Dakota would match that. And so, you know, that's just an example of our growth. And they're predicting that our school district will be the largest school district in North Dakota within, you know, 5-10 years. So that's just some examples of the growth that we're seeing. And things, you know, it's a good problem to have. I say, you know, that I'd rather have that this kind of problem than having to lay off people, employees, and losing population. So things are good. And before I forget, I have to say hello to those listening in Stroudsburg, North Dakota through KFYR. It's my original hometown.
There you go.
Home of the Stroudsburg Clippers.
You're shouting out to some friends and family back there.
Yes, indeed.
The Clippers.
The Clippers. Clippership.
I love it. That's wonderful. Strasburg, great part of North Dakota. There's a What's in Your Town tour stop for the future. We haven't been there yet, so that's pretty cool. So you mentioned Western North Dakota in the comparison on the school side. I mean, you basically can feel the pain of Western North Dakota because you're living it. You're in that same boat, which isn't necessarily the case in many other places in North Dakota. Everybody understands what's going on because of the oil development in Western North Dakota and the amount of growth, but you're living it here on the eastern end of the state.
Exactly, exactly. And we've been going through this for several years, and there's some good lessons we learned through the years. For example, where you put infrastructure, instead of thinking a housing development of 30 or so houses, let's think about an entire section of land. Where would the lift station best be put? Those are good examples, I think, of a good example of things that we learned through the years to think big. And I'm sure Watford City and Williston are going through those same things. Dickinson, and I'm really, to be honest with you, Scott, I am really glad for those cities out there. I know that they're having their problems, but the growth is good, and I think they, like us, are embracing it. It's caused some headaches, caused some problems. Right now, they're I don't want to. You know, I think people think the sky is falling out there because the oil prices. But you know what, Scott? That oil's not going anywhere. It's going to be there. And maybe, you know, if you think on the positive side, maybe this is sort of a blessing where these cities can catch up, catch their breath, and go, hey, okay, we have a little lull here because we know they're going to come back for that oil sooner or later. And maybe this is a good time to start thinking, catching up, going, hey, what did we miss through the years? What lessons did we learn through the years? And I think West Fargo is a good example of that,
When you're running a 100-yard dash, it's all right to take a break every now and then, right?
Especially at my age, guys.
What is fueling West Fargo's growth?
Well, we have Big Brother beside us, a lot of jobs created over there. We have our own diversion, and that has been worth its weight in gold. And while Fargo is kind of working on their diversion, we have are benefiting by growth because we already have ours in place. In 1997 was our big test of our diversion, and it was the first big test of our diversion, and it worked and has worked well since then.
And what is fueling it going forward? What do you see as continuing to attract that level of growth?
Well, I'd like to think that, we're kind of a mean and lean city. We've been more, I think, conservative in our on the way we do things. But on the other hand, I realize that, you know, our age demographic is going down, which is a good thing. And so I think we're well attuned that we need good parks. We need good bike paths. We need, you know, when I was a kid in the big city, it meant, geez, if they had a strip mall, that's a good thing. Young people today aren't into that. They're into a healthy lifestyle more so than ever before. And I think that's one of the things we have to focus on is creating great neighborhoods, whether it has parks or a regional park or a good school or close to schools. And it seems, Scott, it seems like we're building a school a day. And we just opened a new high school, and now they're already talking about 15 years we're going to need a third high school.
I would imagine that's another parallel that West Fargo has to Western North Dakota. They have a demographic that is trending downward. Pretty
yes.
Incredible.
Yes.
We'll chat more with Mayor Rich Mattern after we come back. Meet the folks from Western State Bank here as well. And don't forget, Senator Hovind at the bottom of the hour takes your calls. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott Hanum here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Live and on location in West Fargo today for a What's in Your Town tour. Another one of these coming up a little later on in the month will be in Carrington, North Dakota, but it's one of my favorite things to do, just to get out and find out about what's happening in these communities. And we are in North Dakota's fastest-growing city today, West Fargo, and I don't know how many folks know that. Our broadcast today is sponsored by the folks at Western State Bank. They're in West Fargo, they're in Fargo, they're in Devil's Lake, they're in Towner, and some Arizona locations as well. Matt Oakes is here, who's an assistant VP and the retail banking manager here at Western State Bank in West Fargo. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Fantastic. You were telling me during the break you have some good deals you want folks to know about, huh?
Absolutely. Right now we're offering a consumer loan special with rates as low as 1.99% APR. You know, if somebody's interested in that, they can definitely call us at 277-5003. Goes for anything. And if you're in the market for a new car, boat, camper, all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's a good time of the year to be thinking about some of those summer toys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you're drooling over one and want to get a finance that baby over a few years, and what is a boat or a pontoon typically finance over now?
They can be amortized over 10 to 15 years. Typically, you know, those are toys and usually more expensive, so to get them termed out real quick, really big payments on those. So.
Yeah, well, that helps, especially, and 1.99% helps, too, bring that number down a little bit.
Absolutely.
All right, anything else?
We also offer for our new customers a bonus of up to $200 when you open a new checking account with Western. You know, bringing in your direct deposit and doing some debit card transactions, you'll be able to get most of that, so... $200.
All right, call Matt and the team here at Western State Bank, where you can bank, you can invest, and you can insure. They're in West Fargo, Fargo, Devil's Lake, and Towner. Matt, thanks for telling us a little bit about that.
You bet.
Appreciate the good folks here from Western State Bank hosting us.
Scott, can I say something real quick?
Of course.
I just wanted to mention that Western State Bank is one of many companies in West Fargo that do a lot to give back to the community. And you need companies like Western to really to keep your communities going, whether it's volunteering to do things or giving some money to good causes. So many banks and other companies in West Fargo really do a great job in that. And I think that makes any community much, much stronger when that happens.
And Mike Bannock was here earlier and actually gave us some numbers, pretty significant amount of dollars that have come back into the community. So that's big. You like the local folks, and you take care of those causes, huh, Matt?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. Thanks.
I'm going to ask him for a part-time job when I retire in Arizona.
Yeah, I know. Nice North Dakota-Arizona connection.
You kind of wonder, what, Arizona? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
Come in anytime. We'll talk about it.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. We're continuing our conversation with the mayor of West Fargo, Rich Mattern, today on the program. Telephone number, by the way, is 800-228-0550-701-2580. 550. I don't know how you keep track of this. I'm sure you do, but there are a lot of new businesses in West Fargo. And
exactly. FedEx is putting in a big complex that's going to open. Minn Kota Windows, Cambria Suites, the first one in North Dakota. Incidentally, Costco is the first store, opened the first store in West Fargo. And we have Marshall's, Home Goods. From Bismarck, Blarney Stone, Mr. Poolman opened a nice restaurant that every time I drive by there, you know, you want to go there, but it's the parking lot is packed. So,
and it's a great restaurant. They do a nice job. Yeah, a neat location.
Yeah, and we have another hotel coming across the from there, and so
what's it called? The Element, right? By Weston, right?
The Element, yeah. Thanks. Coming up with a name.
When does that open?
I think
soon.
March 26th, I think, is they're going to be their official ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're opening.
It's a Westin hotel product.
Yes.
In West Fargo, so that's pretty significant. Yeah.
Yes. So we've added hundreds of jobs over the past few years, and that's our biggest issue. Just like I think there's more job openings in Cass County than there are in Western North Dakota. So what I hear from the Trail Kings and the Cats. Remodel, Caterpillar remodeling, and some of those manufacturing, they're dying for labor. That's our biggest problem is labor, you know. And I think we're There's a lot of groups out there that are working on that issue, and I suspect that's a problem out in western North Dakota, even with the kind of slowdown a little bit. It's just we're having a labor shortage.
But many of those communities that are fighting those same battles and trying to get a workforce and meet the future workforce needs of the companies that locate there don't have a community where the average age is going down. I mean, that's
true.
That's a pretty. How are you doing that?
Well, again, it's just we have a good mix of housing for all income levels, and I think we've done a good job of that. I don't want to slight the seniors. We are cognizant that there is an age thing going on as far as, just like me, the baby boomers are going to be retiring, looking to downsize, those kinds of things. So it's a good mix, and I think we have a great school district, great parks. Barb over at the Park District does a great job of, it's all part of that mix, I think, that we're doing to attract younger people. And we want to attract younger people. They get out of college. They get out of tech school. Let's keep them here. I think my daughter is a good example. She moved to Minneapolis years ago. And now she's not. She's kind of thinking about looking at coming back here, but we'll see. But those are the kinds of people, when they graduate, we need to have good jobs for them here, whether it's right out of tech school, which you can almost write your own ticket if you're a welder or something like that. Heck, some of these companies will even pay you to come to work for them as a bonus. And so that is our major issue is right now is workforce. Where do they come from? How do we keep them here? Those kinds of issues.
Interesting. Thanks for sharing the story, and congrats on the success here in West Fargo. Managed growth that is, on par with what's happening in western North Dakota and actually the fastest growing city here, but you got a great-looking town.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Doing it well. Good to talk to you.
Hey, you too. Good to see you. Stop by in West Fargo anytime.
Love it.
I'll buy next time.
I'll come for some meat, as a matter of fact. Speaking of which, Dean in Bismarck wants to talk about this story about the Moorhead mayor. Dean, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, Dean, go ahead.
I was just going to tell you that vegetarian definition of the Native American language is lousy hunter.
I'll look that up in the dictionary to confirm that, but otherwise I'm gonna go with your view, Dean. Thank you. Oh, we got some classic calls today, I'll tell you. Todd, what else we got? A couple of them came in during the break.
Yeah, guys. Hey, just regarding that Moorhead mayor and the great meet out there on Friday. He's worried about those greenhouse gases. Maybe he ought to quit flopping his gums so much, because it sounds to me like he's letting out a lot of hot air. You guys be good today.
There you go. All right. Any others?
Yes, I just want to say, if greenhouses are causing pollution, then we just need to stop building greenhouses. Well, that does not just make sense.
Okay, you got to love that.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go home and paint my house green after that call.
Somebody tell the president that we've solved the problem. We can stop worrying about global warming.
We have to stop selling green paint.
More coming up from West Fargo. It's What's on Your Mind and the What's in Your Town tour. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidity acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Warming BS and all these hoaxes, you know, these scams they pull on this green energy stuff and all that with your ethanol, whatever, you know, all this windmill stuff and all this green energy stuff. I wonder when they are going to run out of lies about all that stuff, you know. They're bound to run out of lies pretty soon, so, and then they'll find out it's all a hoax and a scam, you know. I don't know. Probably run out of stealing money from the people, too. It's just weird, weird, weird.
It's weird.
That is weird, Todd. I'm talking to Senator Hovind's on the office on the other line here in a moment. So you go ahead. We're trying to. He's evidently stuck in a hearing, so we're trying to determine whether we're going to chat with him today or whether we're going
to. They need to schedule those things around our show, Scott. I mean, that's all there is to it. Darn it. Well, then it sounds like we're going to have time for more calls. At 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or if you really are just that liveophobic, that's the new word, Scott. If you're afraid to go on the radio live, you're a liveophobe.
Oh, I didn't know that. You've coined a phrase.
Well, it
that,
seems man. Like we need one. How many times do we have calls come in during the show that are coming in on the What's in Your Mind record line? 1-855-200-1776, option one.
Or if you're a comedian, you clearly call the repressed one because we
have
some
classics.
They have
been funny. I mean, okay, obviously a couple of those there. It's like, yeah, okay, all right, it must be comedy day at once. But let's face it, they were pretty funny.
Very funny. They were hilarious.
I mean, my house is not green. I'm thinking about painting it green now.
I love that one. 26 before 12 noon, and we did, by the way, just hear from Senator Hovind, and they apologized profusely because he was originally scheduled to be here on Tuesday. And then we had to postpone because some votes got called that weren't expected. And now evidently some hearing is going along.
So okay, I got a role play now, Scott.
You do?
Okay. All right, would you be, because before somebody asks it, I'll just ask it. Would you be just as forgiving of the other senator from North Dakota if she ducked out on Tuesday and ducked out on Thursday? Would you be just as forgiving?
Well, first of all, Senator Hovind actually schedules time on the program to talk to our listeners, which Senator Heitkamp doesn't. Right. So he's already got a leg up You know, and just, this stuff happens. I mean, you know, it's happened to Congressman Cranor before.
I just thought I'd throw it out there before, because you know somebody's going to ask that question.
That's fine.
So let's just get it out there.
The answer is no. I'm just appreciative they take time to come on and talk to our listeners. And I'm glad Senator Hovind does and Congressman Cranor does and Senator Heitkamp does not. So you be the judge of who cares more about their constituents. That bottom
there
line.
There you go.
You know, exactly. So you don't need me to do that. But anyway, we'll reschedule that. In the meantime, we do have some time to chat, and we've got a bunch of comments on three topics that we have. Two of the three we've talked about on the air. A third I haven't talked about yet. I will in just a moment. And that is that President Obama is suggesting we have mandatory voting. What do you think of the idea of mandatory voting? When I heard that, I thought, oh, when is it going to be January 2017, inaugural day for another president? Because this guy is wearing me out. You can't make this stuff up. Also, I want to know if he broke the law. And if you're bold enough to call in the program and admit you broke the law. And I'm talking about whether or not you threw in a couple of bucks in an office pool with your March Madness picks on a bracket. Because if you did, you broke the law. It's against the law in North Dakota, against the law in Minnesota. Breaking the law. And Moorhead's going without meat on a Friday because the mayor of Moorhead, Delray Williams, has declared it Great American Meat Out Day. This is some national movement that calls on people to eat vegan on the first day of every spring. And Moorhead went the extra step. And is the first mayor to proclaim her city as meat-free for the day. And said she's sympathetic to the cause. So the first local mayor to show this kind of support. And wrote in her proclamation that a wholesome diet of vegetables, fresh fruits, and whole grains promotes health and reduces the risk of many illnesses. The vegan diet also reduces pollution, the suffering of animals, and the greenhouse gases that led to global warming, according to the mayor. What's your reaction to that? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com is the email. But first I want to tell you something Chris had to say about his Apache sprayer. Chris is a grower and says, you know, I didn't look anywhere else because we had an Apache for 9 seasons, so few breakdowns. He actually had the 790. And he said he was just very impressed, surprised with the resale value on it, almost as much as we paid for it new. Total win-win. It's going to cost me less to buy. It's going to cost me less to own. What more can I ask for? It doesn't matter what piece of equipment I buy. Those are two things I want, the lowest cost, the best return on investment. It's giving me both. So he's raving about his 790. I don't blame him one bit. BJ says the frame on the Apaches absorbs a lot of the twists and the bumps in conjunction with the suspension. You can visibly see the frame flexing as it's going across the field. Lasts a lot longer than a fixed frame because it moves and the fixed frame can't move. He loves it. Tell you what, folks, this is what folks say about their Apache sprayers. High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer here. They're in Mandan. They're in Fargo. Find them online at highplainsapache.com. Some used sprayers there. And that new ET Ag Center, too, with every part you can possibly imagine. 50,000 of the best parts. All right, full bank of calls, so we better get to it here. Let's go to CB in Beach. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, CB.
Okay, talking about the vegan thing, I kind of like to go with facts. And I recently read that the vegans are not lifetime committed people. Almost 87% of them at some point go back to being carnivores. And the other question I have is, if they really want to do something about greenhouse gases, I'm a former airline pilot, and I flew long-distance freight to China and back. And the amount of fuel that we burn to haul this Chinese stuff into this country will overshadow 1,000 years of cattle flagellation.
So maybe we ought to have an initiative to buy American.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I actually am somewhat sympathetic to these green people, but they, whenever they want to make a huge lifestyle change, like avoiding unnecessary airline travel and buying Chinese, oh, no, that would affect our lifestyle.
we want to do some little thing like boycott beef for a day or whatever. I guess my final question is, maybe you have the voice to do it, but my thoughts is, talking about a National Barbecue Day, and let's not make it on Friday, by the way, but, having a coincidental National Barbecue Day.
I think it's actually kind of funny that Great American Meat Out Day and the first day of spring, that's their usual day for this, lands on a Friday this year because they'll have some participants, but not for the reasons they'd like. But all good questions and some great suggestions in there, CB. A lot of common sense and beach. So thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Jerry and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm a guilty sinner. I gamble on pools. And quite regularly, so I guess I'll rot in hell along with Nancy Pelosi and all the other sinners of the earth that know how to lie. At least I didn't lie about cattle futures like Hillary Clinton.
Can we get your address to pass along to the Attorney General's office, Jerry, and let them
know where? Sure. No problem. No problem. I'm willing to pay my taxes on it.
Well, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's a tax. It's a criminal behavior. This wagering on the brackets, and you're a bold man. You've come right out and admitted it. And
why not?
Yeah.
All sinners can change, can't they?
Should the law change? Should it be illegal?
It should not be illegal. Get real. I bet if they would have put taxes on it, that would supply their Voting Rights Act or their immigration bill or something. It would be fine.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. Thank you very much. Tom emails, let's make Friday Nunya Day. Nunya business would I eat. All right, Tom, I like that. Jim, on the road. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we ought to come up with another day there and eat only beef and pork.
you're with the other caller. Just we're going to go the other way. We're going to counter this with a day where we say in your face we're eating meat, huh?
That's right.
That has to exist. I would think it would. Where's some of our friends from the Cattlemen's Association out there, the Beef Commission, the pork producers? I bet it exists. I hope it does. And maybe I ought to invite some of these people on here to defend this silliness. We'll see. We might tackle that tomorrow. Jim, appreciate the call. Patricia in West Fargo concerned about the president's comment floating an idea of making voting mandatory. What'd you make of that, Patricia?
I would like to see how he's going to accomplish that, given the distances between the small towns, and how are you going to enforce that people get to the voting polls. Maybe they could pick up that speeder that went 132 miles per hour past West Fargo and only got a $228 fine. Maybe he could get people to the voting polls.
Oh, I tell you what, the president's calling this potentially transformative. Yeah, for who? It's unbelievable. Tom says, nothing says freedom like forcing you to vote. So you're saying you pick up the speeder, Patricia, and you say, have you voted yet? Well, you'd be able to check, I guess, because it's compulsory. You're gonna know whether you're complying or not, and then you're going to take him somewhere and say, you vote right now under penalty of the law, right? Yeah.
Well, it sounded like he had a very nice vehicle instead of just some sort of bus. So you could go in style, and he could get you there faster than maybe Grandma and Grandpa can drive.
Yeah. All right. I like it. Patricia, good suggestions here. My gosh. Folks, I'm not making this up. The president said that. Story's posted on our Facebook account. Tom and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. This is Tom from Fargo. Yes, the comment that the Moorhead mayor, what she's going to do, is actually, it's just a slam against all the farmers that spend money in that city. And I think you should have somebody on from the Cattlemen's Association addressing this. This is not right. This is for all the money that comes into this area. And there's a lot of healthy beef. There's a lot of healthy beef. If it's done right, it's certified by the American Heart Association. There's different ranchers that comply with this.
So,
yeah, protein you get from meat, a ton of things. You're absolutely right, Tom. And I want to know, you know, for folks that do shop Morehead or live in Morehead that have a connection to the industry, if you're ticked, let us know. Thanks. Tom and Partial, Bill and Hazen, Karen and North Fargo, when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of GoFoods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live in West Fargo today, brought to you by our friends at Western State Bank, where we're broadcasting live, and Precision Fence, Sandy's Donuts, too. Let me tell you a little bit about Precision Fence. You know, spring's just about here, and that means home improvement season. And what could possibly add more value to your home or business property than custom-made, high-quality fencing from Precision Fence? They've been serving this region for over 14 years. providing customers with a highly professional, courteous, and friendly staff, comprehensive, professional, and positive home improvement experience. And they have a variety of fences, cedar, chain link, ornamental, country estate, PVC, construction fencing. It's no wonder that Precision Fence has been one of the area's premier sources for quality fencing. Visit them online at precision-fence.com or call them today, right here in West Fargo, 478-3711. And Sandy's Donuts has been making some of the best donuts in this area for a long time. Sandy and his wife Donna started out after the transport company where he worked for 18 years closed. And it was his hobby, making buttermilk donuts like his mom used to make in a cast iron pan on a coal-burning stove at their Tioga, North Dakota farm when he was a kid. That's something. And loved making buttermilk donuts as an adult, make and deliver them to neighbors free of charge, and, just kind of kept going. Sandy's moved to their present location on Main Avenue West, and Mark took over ownership of the shop, and Mark continues to own and run the shop. Sandy died back in 2008, so it's a neat story. They deliver to businesses all over the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo area for meetings. They donate leftover donuts to shelters and other nonprofit groups. And they're expanding that kitchen, as a matter of fact, right now as well. So pretty neat. All right, our last chance to visit with some folks here live from West Fargo today, brought to you by Cloverdale. Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Residential Suites in Newtown, and Watford City, rather, Arvid Communications, and Marvin Windows Grafton today with our What's in Your Town tour. Tom and Partial, what's on your mind?
Yes, I used to haul produce for 17 years. I'd go out of Michigan with plastic, rolls of black plastic, take it to Hollister. And the place I delivered it to there, you had to have a gas mask and an air tank. You took it in. I asked them what they did with the plastic. They put it over their fields and cover it, and then they put this gas down there that kills everything down 12 inches deep. Then they plant their vegetables in it. So I don't know how good that could be for you.
Interesting, yeah.
And I used to sit in Calexico and San Diego and wait for my American produce to come across the border from Mexico. And they'd say, oh, here's your truck's on its way. It just cleared customs. And then they'd put it in different boxes, put it on the truck, and we'd ship it all over the country.
Stick to meat is your point after seeing it up close, huh, Tom?
Pretty much, yeah, because it's not what they're trying to say it is. And when California's got to rob everybody around them to water their fields out there because they're in the desert, it don't make sense.
Interesting take. Appreciate the call. Bill in Hazen, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. Just thought I'd offer the fact that I should probably be a PETA member. There's room for vegetables on everybody's plate, right in amongst the steak and eggs. And, of course, PETA is for people eating tasty animals.
That's right.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Brian Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian. We'll get Brian to turn down his radio there, and we'll check in with Karen and come back to Brian in a second. Hey, Karen, in North Fargo, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, we're going to have the Taco Bravo special at Taco John's today, so I apologize for us ruining the globe.
Yeah, there's no need to apologize. You can celebrate yourself. Good job. Glad you're doing it. Brian, can we get you in here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
The mandatory voting that Obama's trying to pass, it's just a huge push to get more uninformed voters to be able to swing the vote to the liberal side, because the more he can entrance the welfare state and to give unemployed people, think that welfare entitlement is the way to go. It's the uninformed voter is going to go for it, of course, and it's just going to be more detrimental.
Maybe that's what he meant when he said potentially transformative. Maybe that's what he's thinking. Yeah.
Well, what's worse than an uninformed voter?
Yeah. No, I hear you. Absolutely. And, just put a ballot in front of him. Robert says the motto of totalitarians, what is not forbidden is compulsory. John says, I'd rather go back to pre-1851 with obvious exceptions for race. Unless you're 21 and own property, you don't vote. Kent says, why? Because he can't believe that the last election couldn't possibly be right.
Yeah, Yeah, let's put a bunch of uninformed voters into polls and let them vote. Really? No. If you don't know what you're voting, don't vote.
We have time for any other off-air calls we didn't get to yet?
Contracts with everybody.
Hang on a second. I had it right
here. How are they going to verify this mandatory vote if they don't have a mandatory ID to verify it with?
That's a good question there, Scott.
Yeah, it is. We have a ton of comments on this on our Facebook page, so check it out.
One more.
Yeah, of course it should be mandatory voting. If you got over 5,110,000-year-old people, or 5,110-year-old people plus using their Social Security number still without a ID and voting, then everybody should be able to vote and have to vote. Thanks.
There you go.
Somebody said it's already mandatory for the deceased to vote in Chicago. I didn't know that, Larry. Yeah, thank you.
It would seem as though, wouldn't it?
That question, plus, are you a criminal? You are if you're playing the NCAA March Madness pool in North Dakota or Minnesota. You can weigh in on that. And the whole Great American Meat-Out controversy in Moorhead, Minnesota. A lot of folks weighing in on that as well. Check that out on our Facebook page. And then we'll do this all over again tomorrow right here. God bless you one and all. And thanks for listening. Live from West Fargo. See you later.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.